Welcome to Real Conversations with Daryl Smith. Our voices, our views, our generation. Let's conversate. Hello, everybody, and welcome out there again on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Earl is September now, September 2nd, on this beautiful day. Talking to you again from Serendipity Labs in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Since last time we talked, there's been a lot of things that's been going on in our society, and maybe not so much for the best. I'm going to get right down to it. First, I want to give my condolences and my heartfelt sympathies to the Jacob Blake family in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the gentleman that got shot 7 times by the police officer back on August 23rd. And I hope that God blesses him, that he has a speedy, he's able to walk again, and that he's able to recover and move on with his life. And that's a horrible situation that happened, and I'm going to get into that right now and give a little more detail about what happened in the situation and also give my analysis of the shooting and how this needs to stop in our society, in our country. So first, if anyone doesn't know, Jacob Blake was a 29-year-old African-American male who was shot and seriously injured August 23rd by police officer Rustin Sheske in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the video comes out that the officer grabbed him as he was going into the vehicle, grabbed him by the shirt and shot him 7 times in the back. And what ended up happening now, he's having multiple surgeries. And last report, Jacob Blake is right now currently paralyzed from the waist down. They don't know for certain if he's going to be able to walk again. Hope to God he's able to recover and be able to walk again and live a normal life. We'll go a little more details about the details of what happened, what led to the situation happening with him being shot on August 23rd in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So August 23rd, this is based off the information on Wikipedia. August 23rd, Kenosha police responded to a 911 call about a domestic incident around 5:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Based on multiple sources, they're saying a female caller referred to Blake as a boyfriend and he was not permitted on his premises. And he had taken keys and refused to give back to her. So basically, the cops came and he had a warrant because supposedly he had a warrant for arrest from July based on a third-degree sexual assault, trespassing, disorderly conduct connection with that case in early July. And the police came, from what all reports have said. He tussled. They basically was having it happen. And Blake also pulled up his car near 6 or 7 women shouting at each other and tried to intervene. But the cops came up, had a confrontation with them, supposedly, from what it says, what all reports have said, and officers used tasers on him. And the bystander was recording his video, saw that the police started telling drop. They supposedly had a knife on him. But the person that recorded the video said that they could not see him have a knife on him. So he walked away, going back to his vehicle after the tussle he had, supposedly, with the police. And then the cop, as everyone saw in the video, the cop grabbed him by the shirt, shot him 7 times in the back, and then he was rushed down to down here in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, to Frederick Hospital for emergency surgery. And some of the bullets hit him in the small intestines. He had small intestines and colon removed. Also, it damaged his stomach, kidney, and liver. So it's a blessing he still survives, because most people who get shot 7 times do not survive that. They end up dying, or they're going to be paralyzed for the rest of their lives. Now, what ended up happening after this, for a couple of days after this happened, I didn't see the video. Like, a lot of people didn't see the video until 2 or 3 days after the incident. I didn't see the video until last Tuesday. And when I saw it, I was appalled. Like everybody else was, I said, this is a straight attendant homicide, I believe, by the police officer. My personal opinion is this a sad travesty that this is still going on, where unarmed black males and women, or unarmed people, period, are getting shot, wounded, even killed by police officers who are sworn to protect us, not to injure and hurt us. And it's time. Stuff's got to change with this. I'll get to more about that in a minute. So now after this, the process is that the police officer, Michael, the officer that shot him, Rustin Sheske, has not been charged yet with any type of charges whatsoever. He's on paid administrative leave right now, or desk duty. Has not been charged. Not even been fired. And it obviously what ended up happening is led to arrest and protests and rioting in Kenosha last week. Almost half of the city has been burned up. And it's the National Guard was brought in by President Trump. He brought in 1,000 troops to try to calm it down. And speaking of him, he came to the city yesterday after the mayor of Kenosha and the governor of our state, Tony Evers, said, do not come here because of the fact that to try to let things calm down. But he still came. And unfortunately, it did lead to some confrontation with some people that were there who were protesting him being there. And I think that instead of trying to let things calm down, he sparked more flames. And the comments he made about these people who were doing it didn't make things even better either. So my personal analysis of this, coming from a 41-year-old African-American man in this country, I used to drive, before the pandemic hit, I work a full-time job. But besides that, I also used to drive for Lyft on the side. And when I did do Lyft on the side prior to this happening, there was a couple times I got pulled over, I believe, by no unnecessary reasons for supposedly speeding, which I wasn't speeding, or deviating the lane by a cop. Now, thank God, no one pulled me out of the car. I didn't get a ticket, or I didn't get shot or get maimed or anything like that. But I know that being out there, being a black man in this country, driving while black, is a real thing. And this instance with these police shootings is something that needs to be changed. It's a systemic racism issue within the police department that needs to be changed. People are pushing for police reform. Everyone out there is saying about people talking about defunding the police. Most individuals in their right mind know you cannot defund the police. You got to have law and order. However, you want the police to be a champion for the people, not to have people fear the police and fear their presence. That's why police reform is long overdue, and it needs to be changed all over the country. And the people that are bad apples in the police department need to be weeded out, fired, and kicked out and not let in. They need to do stronger background checks, stronger psychological evaluations before when you're going through the process to become a police officer. And I just think that overall, police officers, one thing they don't do, they don't get trained on how to do a negotiation techniques. They're trained to attack people in situations that might not be necessary. That could be avoided if you do negotiation and talking to people. If you negotiate, the results could be a lot better if you just go in and attack people without trying to do some type of nonviolent techniques, in my personal opinion. Like I said, it's not going to happen overnight. But I do believe that I think eventually at some point, police reform will happen sooner than later. If it does not, you're going to see continuous instances like this all over the country, even worse. And I hate to say this, it might lead to a racial war in our country, which I don't want to see. But things have to change with that immediately. If not, we're heading down a bad road, which we don't want to do as a country in our society. So now I'm on to my next topic. Talk briefly about the outcome of the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Based on the article I have here from USA Today, Joe Biden, who was up by double digits back in June, as of recently, based off the article that came out today, he's up 50% compared to 43% of individuals based on the USA Today and Suffolk University poll. It's down a little bit because there's been a bump in the Republican National Convention after they had their convention last week and the Democrats had their big bump. I'm not surprised by this. I really do believe it's going to be a very, very, very close election. In my 41 years living this earth, I'm going to say this is probably going to be the most important election I've seen in my lifetime and a lot of people have seen in our lifetimes. And as a country, we're at a crossroads. Either we decide to go one direction, which is a direction about hate, a fan of the flames of hate, and agitating things and keeping our country divided, or we go another direction where we try to bring us together, try to keep the fight and really fight the coronavirus and eventually eradicate it, to get people back working again, to get our society back going as a whole, and to get things back to somewhat closer to a normal life. That's the direction we have to decide we want to go. In another 4 years, I hate to say it, this president that we have right now will not be good for the country. It'd be very detrimental. And I believe, I'm not telling anybody who should vote for, but I do believe that everyone should be involved in this political process this year because this is very serious and it's a lot on the line that we're dealing with for the next 4 years and beyond it. Our kids will talk about this and our grandkids will talk about this many years down the road. So it's very critical to be a part of the political process, especially this time in 2020. And then also in my last segment here for this show here, I'm going to talk about the direction I believe that we're going as a country. As I mentioned before, I really believe that we are at a crossroads in our society. And the recent events happened with the Jacob Blake shooting and also other shootings, also with the George Floyd shooting that happened back in late May this year, everyone knows about, and other shootings and other incidents that have happened and not made the media coverage, but have been happening throughout the country still. These are testing our fact that we have racial divisions, political differences, and all type of divisions in our country. And the fact on top of it, the coronavirus is not making things even better. So I think that we have to really tackle the coronavirus and really seriously get about this, about trying to eradicate this so people won't stop living in fear. Individuals will start feeling, going back to that almost close to a normal way of life and be able to function like individuals should. And like I said, I just think that we're in a situation where this election is going to determine a lot of what's going to happen down the road. And I also think that we as individuals have to continue to fight, to try to push for, to police reform, to deal with these police shootings, and also to deal with the fact about trying to heal our country and bring our country back together, to eliminate the racial divisions that we have right now, which is hurting our country and our society. So I believe that I'm optimistic. I think things will turn around. Our country has been through a lot throughout the last hundreds of years, and I think we'll get through this. I think we're resilient as a people, and I really believe that we're going to, like I said, get through this and we're going to come out better, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and rolling up your sleeves and put action into words. I really, truly believe that. So with that being said, to end the show today, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. I hope you liked what I heard. If you didn't, hey, when I said before in my first episode, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm going to say some views and opinions from my point of view, from what I've seen in life. But at the same time, you know, I wish everybody well. I wish everyone to be safe out there. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. I'm out.